Processing Co. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes.
Hello.
And welcome.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this episode 574 of the fifth season. That's right, fifth season for July 27th, 2016.
Yes.
And I'm here with Allison and Johnny. And for the first time, and it goes without saying, we're doing this in the middle of the Democratic National Convention. To give you a brief synopsis of what's happened thus far, the Democrats have it in the fact that in spades, in the fact that they're not mentioning Trump's name, they're not even mentioning lock her up, they're not even mentioning that Russia, we'll get to this later, is engaging in a spy war with Trump, and Trump is behind it,
yeah.
And he's trying to recover all of Hillary's emails. Let's see how well that will go. I mean, just in terms of that. But then, also, a host of people have gone up into support for Hillary, including Meryl Streep, Bernie Sanders, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a host of people tonight that includes half the Broadway community, which is fantastic. President Barack Obama, Vice President Biden, pretty much everybody that Trump couldn't get a hold of for tonight is at Hillary's convention. He just didn't get the notice, you know. Just in terms of that. I mean, what did he have? He had, the guy from Duck Dynasty.
Okay, let me jump on to our actual...
And that's really it. I can't tell you anymore because you have to tune into CNN to find out, or ABC, or any new affiliate.
Right.
Hopefully you're tuning in tonight because we're recording in our DVRs, and
yes,
we have news to report. Right, Allison? Right. In terms of the first topic of segment tonight, well, the fact is that there's some people who have crazy aliases. There's Hot Dog Johnson, there's Quackface Johnson, there's the one that broke the camel's back, there's Cigarette Almighty. Then we have the greatest name, and this goes without saying. The worst name in history.
Okay.
Sorry, not the greatest name. The worst name. The worst name in history. Yes, the FBI the FBI informant list is watching a dick-faced Johnson. That's right. Dick-faced Johnson.
No, we're serious. So
we're definitely serious.
I wonder if Dick-Face Johnson will stand up in the building.
It's better than. Will the court please arise? Thank you. Yes. Will Don Johnston one come to the front? No. Sorry. Wait. Move it. It's
Don one. Don.
What did you say?
Why? Say what? It's like really.
My name is.
It's like, wait.
My name is... Will the real alias please stand up? It's... What is it?
It's like, really?
No, really. What is it, Allison? What is the name? I've just forgotten it. What is the name?
His name is Dickface?
Dickface? Johnson.
No. Wait.
Well, you pronounce it Johnson, I pronounce it Johnston. So what is the problem?
Right.
There is no problem. So, Dick Face Johnson is a 37-year-old suspect. Dealing with early domestic disturbances. He basically said, and this is our stupid news for the night, he basically said that I want to beat every cop's ass. Well, with a name like Dick Face Johnson, of course you are. Of course you do. Now, I can imagine, we rewind a bit, I can imagine what this, what is going to play out in court. Yes,
will the plaintiff, Dick Face Johnson, please stand up? Hello, Dick Face Johnson, no, wait. Let me make sure that we, let's make
yes,
sure.
Yes, Your Honor?
Yep, we are right with the name. It is Dick Face. So, I'm sure his parents are proud.
His parents,
that alias.
His parents couldn't be prouder. I mean,
or not.
Dick Face Johnson or Jeffrey Forrest Poole. you know, can you please,
He couldn't pick any other name.
No. Dick Face. Like, could you imagine what he was going to come up with? You know, the names that the penis.
Clumface Von.
No, can't copy John Stewart. Clown Kiss Von Fuckface.
No.
Clown Face Von Clown Stop. Clown Penis Von. Penis Von Rickardum.
No, Clown.
No, that means the same thing.
Oh,
you know, it begs the question, you know, everything. And then, no, wait a second. Dick Face Von Clown Face. That's a close.
That could work. Gibson.
Perfect. Right. Perfect. Now.
Perfect. No, just let it be.
Now, just let it be. And this scenario takes place.
Oh.
And go. The scenario that takes place is the following. Will Dick Allison, if you'll do the honors.
Will the real Dick Face, Von Clown Face, stand up?
No. Will the plaintiff please step forward? What is your name? What is your name?
Dick Face on Clown Face would be the.
No. What is your real name? If it may appease the court, what is your real name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
That's his real name.
Jeffrey.
That's his real name.
Right. Right. How
from
Jeffrey? How in the world? How in the world you end up with that name? I mean, really, what possessed you to even come up with a name, Dick Face Johnson?
We can only speculate what he was coming up with that alias. I wonder if he just thought it was cool to have an alias like that.
Yeah, right.
I
can only imagine in his holding cell what it would have been. Yeah, dude, what do I come up with a second name with? I want Dick Face. No, not Dick Face. Penis? No. Fuck Face? No. Clown Face? No. Too trashy. Wait. What if I came with... Wait, Dick Face Von Johnson? No, two family matters. Dick Face...
Right.
Wait, Dick Face Johnson. That's it. Dick Face Johnson. Right. Dick Face Johnson. My name is Dick Face Johnson. Your Honor, my name is Dick Face Johnson. That's the name I came up with. No, what's your real name? Jeffrey. Oh. Right. You know,
so the real
and
Jeffrey,
the judge doesn't believe him. Yeah, wait, your sideburns, they're extremely long. They look like Johnny Cash. Is Johnny Cash on your face? You know, come on. You know, in Largo, Florida, anything goes. Definitely in Celebration, Florida, anything goes. But the fact that it's pretty awesome, but morally wrong in the fact that Jeffrey going to the forest pool? Yes. Going to the forest pool. Going to the pool.
Right.
Going to the forest pool? No. Going to the pool. What's your last name? Jeffrey Pool. Right. What's your middle name? Forest. So you went into the forest pool.
Pool.
Was there a pool in the forest? No. So there was a dick face in the forest. Yes.
Possibly.
Possibly. But, you know, he probably had an 8th grade education and said, I will beat every cop's ass. Really?
Are you sure about that?
With what? A taser? Pepper spray?
Tranquilizer?
A tranquilizer? Because the criminal, the county court said, assault on a law enforcement officer, alias Dickface Johnston, spelled DickFaceJohnson.
Right.
You know, and then it said on the form, weapon seized? No, he had no weapons. Drug influence?
Yeah.
Unknown. Mental health issues? Unknown. So we don't know how he mentally came up with the name Dickface Johnston. Then you have the alcohol influence. Yes, of course. With a person, with the thing of the fact that you're basically going to say, I'm going to beat every cop's ass.
Right. That makes all the
It makes
the
all
sense.
Makes total sense, right?
Right, yeah, you're not.
You know, not really. And so, folks, that's your stupid news for the night. Now to more important things.
And now,
what can police learn from a traumatized victim with somebody with autism, Allison?
I would assume, because because people on this podcast have autism, and with, in my honest opinion, I would say that they're going to have PTSD. And they need to get better trained. Especially sensitivity training would go a long way.
Yeah, sensitivity training in Miami.
Oh, right. Miami is the place that everything tends
Welcome
to go.
Welcome to Miami, where we shoot people with autism and we say, I don't know, to questions of, why did you shoot me? Oh.
Right.
So,
you're not really making the people, the families, you're causing a lot of families a lot of issues too. At least the police are. And we here respect the police, but there's a level where if you're shooting at someone with a disability, and you don't realize that they're going to have problems, then, you have your own set of problems, too. Cool.
Well, and the thing about it is that, really, this person wandered off from...
This person
was... It doesn't say how old he was.
Okay. I could be somewhat understanding if there was a cause.
Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry, wait a second. It does say how old it was. 26.
Okay. Really?
26, when he was diagnosed with a complex and disabling form of autism as a small child. He is largely non-verbal, but he can use a handful of words, police, blood, hate, are among them.
Oh, I'm sure the police will love that.
Well, yeah, right?
Not.
I mean, in all seriousness, though, this is one for the books, and the fact that on late as last week, as I reported on Monday, there was a person who was shot in Miami and had his hands up, and the autistic man was eating a sandwich. So, I have a bullet in my sandwich, and now this.
And not to mention, they also hurt the caregiver to the person. Smart moves. Who's gonna face problems because of what they're doing? Who is? Oh, wait. They're not, because, yeah, they're just not because of they don't want to face the facts. Because what else are you supposed to do? Are you looking for a problem? Because certainly, if you're looking for a problem, you sure got it.
Right. But yet, the thing about it is really, with everything, everything about this is wrong. In the fact that they could have just said, "Okay, yeah, we're gonna arrest your kid," and. Really?
Probably could have gone a lot better than what it did.
Well, I think it really goes back to training. Everything goes back to training. In Miami, it means that the Miami-Dade police, you know, did not. It goes back to the
protocols.
Yeah, they don't follow protocols. They just go and shoot. And so, it's disappointing because you know.
I look at it and go. You're crazy if you're gonna think that you're running that they're getting away with this, and no one is saying. Which is a bit absurd.
Well, no one is saying anything about anything anymore. I mean, you don't.
And the news lately has been filled with what recently?
Attacks against people with special needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The fact is that, you know, caregivers are highly trained in ways to de-escalate risky and violent encounters.
Yeah.
You know, and this is an actual account of, I think, the person, you know, the person who got shot at. And
that's crazy how.
And it's crazy because he could only muster up baby talk. And he was trying.
And yet they could do that to him. Who's being held accountable? Because accountability has to come into play somewhere along those lines.
Well, yeah. I mean, accountability has to come into play in a lot of ways. not just not just through the police, but through lawmakers, as we saw with the ABLE Act, as we saw the ADA, as we saw with everything. I'm not being a martyr, but I am really saying what else can be done.
Right, yeah.
You know.
I agree.
And so we will follow this and let you know what happens next. If anything happens next on Monday, if something happens in the future, we'll let you know in the future. On future segments. Johnny, what happened with cyber attacks?
And Johnny finally decided to sneak in here.
Yeah. What happened with cyber attacks?
Yes. What happened with Russia?
What happened?
With Russia?
Apparently, allegedly, Russia is involved with these leaks.
They're involved with the whole mess of things.
Yeah.
We'll both take this. In terms of Russia, Russia is now, they haven't been under siege. Turkey is under siege, but Russia is under a cyber war, which means that there's only one person who's running for president behind it. Because this certain
Let
person.
Let me guess.
Drum roll, please.
Trump?
Yes. Trump. Trump?
Somehow this reeks of Donald Trump.
It reeks of Donald Trump, and it reeks of the fact that, what do you do? Like, did he go into the middle of the night, call up Russia and go, Vladimir, we must get Hillary. And Vladimir's like, okay, hi Donald. I'll arrange a full-scale cyber attack and be involved with several other nations and NATO at the same time. Is that okay? Yes, this is okay. Now, you know, the fact is that everybody steals secrets. The difference is where you dump them and how you dump them.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Knowledge.
The same
common knowledge.
That's common knowledge. What's not common knowledge is that WikiLeaks had basically leaked 50,000 documents.
Oh yeah.
And so now that happened over the week. That happened on Tuesday.
Right.
And then now, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty, is basically saying, is basically saying, we don't want we would like this. We'd like to be involved, but we are going to be involved. But why do we have to be involved? Because of the DNC again? The fact that wherever Russia exists, NATO exists as well.
Right.
And it was a web world war in 2007. Now it's worse.
Right.
Because the answer to check is that the alliance was not ready for this.
Ooh.
And in an attempt to fix the failure, Estonia is now the home of the cyber defense headquarters of NATO. And so what I think happened was the following phone call. Vladimir, what do you want, Donald? It's the middle of the night. I need you. Why do you need me?
I got a huge offer for you.
What's the huge offer?
I got a huge deal for you.
Oh, what's the huge deal?
You most likely won't refuse.
A deal that he can't refuse. What's the deal?
It's like the art of the deal.
No.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
The Art of the Cyber Deal.
Yeah.
Cyber right. The best working book on how to cyber scam NATO by Vladimir Putin.
Right. Which probably won't go over very big either.
But yet, the cyber.
By the way, required reading for Trump University.
Required reading.
I messed that one up.
Yeah, your instructor for this course is the National Press Secretary for Russia.
Brilliant.
You know,
brilliant.
Yeah, definitely brilliant.
Yeah. How many gold stars does Trump get?
Many gold stars.
Right. But that's still hilarious.
Many gold stars. And many thank yous. Because there's nothing Trump would like, or Putin would like to see better than Trump basically become president. And
that would be scary.
Yeah, because he's bringing it into an age that is of probably the worst. Worst time. It's going to bring it back several decades. He's going to bring it back to when my full... I was a kid and I wasn't collecting Converse. You know, it's going to be really bad. Really bad.
This year it's like...
Meaning you better hold on.
So let's not pick the best person. Let's pick the person of the lesser of the two evils.
Right. So then, also, this just in. Bloomberg questions Trump's sanity.
Good on Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, along with all of us, are saying, what the fuck monster did we raise?
I would be questioning Trump's parents for going. So why did
no,
he
his parents are not, dead.
Right.
His parents
right,
are.
True.
His parents.
True.
You know, parents aside are saying, what the hell are you doing? Yes, run for president. But we didn't mean it, really.
Right.
We didn't mean it, but yeah, Doug is killing it.
I'm sure his mom and dad, I'm sure his parents would be proud, just like anyone's parents would be. Just be going, why are you doing this now? Why couldn't you just done it another time?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Oh, I mean,
why?
Why do it now? Why do it? And take.
It to a level of.
And take it to a level. Yeah. And take it to a level of where you
it's craziness. It's ultimately craziness running amok. I believe we have to jump to another topic.
Yes. And well, no, that's it for tonight. That's
what?
That's
no.
It.
What?
No, it isn't it for tonight.
No.
No.
What are you doing? Trying to Try to finish the sandwich with a half a sandwich left.
A what?
Try
Do
to
you
finish
want to put it in it?
Especially when
trying to eat half the sandwich and get the other. We still got 27 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So then also. Yeah, sorry. I'm doing a mind fart because I haven't had lunch all day. So, bear with me. The fact that. Yes, I needed that. Thank you. So now the LA Times has reported that ADHD is now.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm not playing with my dinghy.
Yeah, no.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I'm not playing with my dinghy. Anyway, the ADHD is now classified as a specific disability under federal rights. And cue the cheers! Not the charge. Cheers!
Yes.
Okay, there are no tears. It's silent.
There's no tears. No tears. But the problem is...
Yes!
This is great news.
The fact is that the United States Department of Education has edu guidelines...
Yeah! Now the tears...
Now the tears came.
They just needed to be poked with a stick.
Mm-hmm. Poke the sound man. So the United States Department of Education has issued the guidelines and aiming preventing schools from discriminating against a growing number of students with disabilities and specifically attention deficit disorder. Many teachers are not familiar with this disorder. The department's assistant secretary for civil rights writes a letter of failure to provide needed services to students with serious social and emotional learning educational harm, which is true. I've experienced this myself.
Very true.
A number of my friends have, who have ADHD. And if I didn't get what I got in college or in high school, I don't think I'd be as set to take on the world. Also, the fact that California does not specifically track the number of students with ADHD, instead grouping them in a more broader category, specific learning disability, as of December 2015... A record 288,294 students that were in this category. The rising rate has been controversial.
Wow.
There's no biological marker for the disorder. Well, duh. If there wasn't any biological...
Duh. It's almost like so you're trying to... You're ultimately hurting those kids and adults.
Well, more kids. Kids and adults. More adults than kids. Or, sorry, both.
Both.
I know that.
Involved.
I know that people in the hood, like some of my friends in the hood who have their own disabilities, I'm not going to say who. You know, there's JoJo, who's autistic. There's Oscar, who is a vision problem. There's Mimsy, who she's just hyper. We don't say that she has ADHD, but all of that, it's true, because most of, if not all, of jailed prisoners have some form of disability, but they don't understand that what makes them better is medication.
Yeah. I think there's a lot teachers have to do to do more, to learn more about their students in their classes, especially when there could be students that are excellent students but just need that time to get focused.
And
too.
I know, I mean, at least I know of James Bonica, and he had a lot of that, you know. And the thing about it is that games for, like, a lot of people who have ADHD, they don't say they need the help. Quick to say,
right.
No, I'm fine. But at the same time, we need more help than that of the neurotypical. If you don't speak up, you don't get anything. So,
Yeah. So
half the battle is speaking up, the other half is telling them we need accommodations and we need them now. So, yeah, there is that. There's a but.
And then
if that.
The accommodations can't be met, then I guess that those teachers have to be better educated on what they actually need to do for their students. It's either help their students or allow them to face
uncharted territory them to fail.
Too. Or allow them to fail.
Or allow them to fail.
Red Hood?
And
yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Or allow them to fail.
Yeah.
Or allow them to fail.
I think that
the fact is that
I think they should have had this on. They should have figured this out a long time ago. There's been this is doing an injustice too.
Well, it's funny how they missed it. You know, now, the difference is now we have resources. Then they just beat us.
Yeah.
You know, they caused PTSD in some of us. They, you know, told us we couldn't achieve our dreams. We couldn't do this. We couldn't do that. We were a waste of time, and so fucking be it. You know.
Which doesn't help at all. Which actually causes more harm than good.
Well, yeah. And it's great that it's become legal. And the fact that they're doing all they can to the fact is that in the you have all the laws in the world to protect us, even in adulthood. And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that's just for kids. No, it's also for adults. You
nope,
have a disability,
it isn't.
Speak up.
It's called be loud, be proud, and
be a blabbermouth.
Be
a blabbermouth.
Be able to be heard. Don't be put into a corner. Because guess what? Sometimes those that are putting into the corner are just as wrong as those that as the rest of the people trying to put kids into a corner and not allowing them to achieve. That's the worst to see.
And the fact that it didn't offer it in the 504 plan, look that up. I mean, Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, which says schools are responsible for identifying students with a disorder and supporting them by recording lectures, highlighting passages of textbooks, or giving them extra time on tests. Why? Because progress moves forward eventually.
Yes, it's always moving forward. There's no...
You know, that's why they're trying to think high school. That's why they're trying to... You know. And
a lot of noise behind me tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of static. But...
Yeah, there is.
There also is a lot of things that are wrong still. And, you know, as we've seen... The feds have tried to pick it up. Everybody's tried to pick it up. But I know that put many people in the hood, many people in prisons, you know, just giving to learn, you know,
yeah.
What are you going to do for 24 hours a day? Does that make any sense?
Nope, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So with that, it's 10:43. 10:43.
Do you know where your children are?
What?
10:43, do you know where your children are?
Oh, yes. I know what Johnny's referring to.
Yeah.
What are you referring to, Johnny?
You never had to deal with a curfew that would come over, like, the news or anything that says,
oh, yes.
It's X time.
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Yes, it's 10:45.
Right.
Do you know where your children are? No, they're not. They're riding in the streets. Let's go! So, it's 10:43. That means that we will be back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday. And we will be back on Monday. Black Hood will be back sometime within the next few weeks. He is out on assignment. But we will be here, and there's exciting stuff coming up for AMC Press & Co. We can't, we've said, we can't tell you, and we still can't tell you. Our lips are permanently sealed until it happens.
Yes.
Just know that a lot of exciting things are coming up, and just pay attention to our Facebook. That's where you will find all of
cool stuff that's going to happen.
Cool stuff that has been long in the works is going to happen. A lot of stuff.
It's just taking time. Everything comes with
and
time
it will come.
And effort.
And it will come, and it will be big. It will be huge. You know, at some point, we will do the show actually live. And that'll be a first.
Meaning live in person.
Meaning live in person, which means that you will get
that's
to
like a live live remote. Yeah.
Mm. Well, no, actually live, which means that you will be able to meet. And Johnny and Black Hood, and hopefully gossip columnist Amanda, and whoever we choose to bring on. We're going to be hiring more people. More people.
No,
being...
Volunteer until.
Well, volunteer until.
Let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's not do
right.
that.
Right. Volunteering is such as payment will come after. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to happen. And since we are fastest growing satirical new show on the planet, you're going to see a lot of things happening on our Twitters and everything like that. So just tune to the website, tune to the show. We air Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. So, if you know, all goes well, everything will go well, and we'll see, we'll have a whole new thing in the fall. And, of course, we're going to be here in August. So, and then the fall... we'll hopefully bump it up to 3 days a week.
How about we not just jump the gun, Red?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
But we can't tell for sure.
We don't know for sure. It's best to not say and let everyone be surprised. Don't jump the gun, Red.
It's called a surprise, Red Hood.
It's called a
surprise.
Don't ruin a good surprise.
Oh, I'm not. Charge!
Surprise!
No.
And
no.
I think...
No, that's a charge.
We could end... I think it's time to bid everyone do for
the
night.
We need to go. Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. See you Monday.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.